Elisa Jeffrey is the principal of the High Level Christian Academy, and she joins us on the line this afternoon. Alicia, thank you very much for joining us today. Your class took part in a mock council in High Level's town chambers. Comments on the fact, please, that the kids were learning this.
Sure. Technically, my class is a grade 5-6 class, and the Alberta Program of Studies for Social Studies right now in grade 6 is on democracy in action in our local and provincial governments, as well as historical models of democracy. So as part of local government, our units on that, I arrange with our local town hall to have a field trip.
What did they learn?
They basically learn what services a local government provides. So, who does what in terms of elected officials, as well as the civil servants who work there day in and day out without being elected. So, our operations, our protection services, fire services, you know, our waste management services, those sorts of things, as well as what our elected officials, town councilors, mayors do.
Now, you just mentioned, Lisa, that you have this in grade 5 and grade 6, but I'm guessing it's at any level, whether it be from 0 to whatever age, I guess, or whatever grade. How important do you think it is to learn this?
It's vital to learning about citizenship. It's vital to learning about rights and responsibilities in our government. And it's vital to understanding how our government works, both locally and then it translates provincially and eventually federally.
How much fun was it working with the town of High Level?
The town of High Level makes it so easy for a field trip. I basically get to say, this is how many kids who are coming, and they arrange the rest. The mock council has been a phenomenal part of the field trip. It really allows our students to have a hands-on experience in making actual decisions. They get actual examples from different council meetings, different proposals put forward by different departments, and they even get to make the decisions. They get to decide on whether they allow a business to build, not literally for the town, but they make those decisions. And on top of that, they follow the procedures of council meetings correctly.
I have learned about this, and it's very unique, especially when the grade school kids take part in exercises like this. Elisa, how much of a stepping stone do you think this will be for future grades and maybe some other schools in and around the Peace region, not necessarily just in High Level, learning this?
Well, the wonderful thing I know for sure about the town of High Level is that they do this with all of the schools. So our school is not unique in that. I approached the town of High Level a number of years ago when I first started teaching grade 6 social studies, and they were very quick to say, yeah, we do this all the time for our students in the High Level area. And I actually have no doubt that a lot of, in particular, rural towns offer the same thing. I don't know that I can make that claim about cities like Calgary or Edmonton just because of the size and scope of the challenge that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But for local governments in rural areas, I have no doubt that there are dozens of towns across Alberta and across Canada that do this.
Elisa Jeffrey is the principal of the High Level Christian Academy. Alicia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.